Now let's go ahead and take a look at your 6 o'clock nightly news here on 1380 KCIM. This is Abby Ward reporting. Administration with Glidden and Ralston Community School District is proposing an approximately $1.12 increase to the fiscal year 2027 tax rate due to the voter-approved PEPL and early retirement program. It was back in March 2025 during a special election that voters approved of the district to implement a $1.34 per $1,000 of its taxable assessed valuation rate for a new physical plant and equipment levy. The PEPL will generate an estimated $2.2 million over the next 10 years, which will finance debt that the district incurred for facility updates. GR is also offering a retirement incentive that will help reduce personnel expenditures. The retirement incentive is paid out of the management fund, which is levying a total of $127,846. For FY27, the district is proposing a rate of 11.01810 per $1,000 of assessed taxable valuation, an approximate 11% increase from the 9.90091 from FY26. The public hearing will be next Thursday, April 9th at 4:30 p.m. in the conference room at the school for district residents to attend to voice any questions or concerns. Fieldwork is underway in earnest across the region as farmers begin the planting season, and Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree is reminding motorists to be on the lookout for slow-moving equipment on rural roadways. For crop insurance policies, the earliest planting dates are April 10th for corn and April 15th for soybeans. However, Pingree says farmers are already prepping their fields for planting.
It seems early, but we've had dry weather and a lot of warm conditions. So, you know, the ground temperature, I'm sure, is warm enough or getting close to being warm enough. And yeah, there's a lot of tractors out moving.
Those tractors are often towing equipment between fields and just don't move at the same pace as the usual consumer vehicles, which can lead to serious accidents if farmers and drivers aren't both very aware of what is happening around them. Pingree encourages drivers to give that large equipment the respect it deserves, as the smaller vehicles don't often fare well against a 30-ton tractor.
I like to eat as much as the next person, sometimes more. So you give the farmers a break. Give them some room. Don't just be zipping around them without having a little caution. You don't know if they're going to turn into a farm drive, into their house. You have no idea. So just give them some room and play it safe.
Pingree says farmers also bear some of the responsibility for safe travel conditions. There isn't much that they could do about their travel speeds, but they can follow basic traffic laws and check that their safety features are functional when moving between fields.
And farmers, I've been asked to say this, the rules do apply to you during harvest and planting season. So make sure you stop at the stop signs, don't just roll through them, and make sure all your equipment's in good working shape and the lights are on and all that.
He adds that it only takes a few moments of distraction or lost focus for an accident to occur. According to Pingree, they have been fortunate, generally speaking, to have had very few farm-related accidents over the last several years, and he'd like nothing more than for that trend to continue. Stewart Memorial Hospital and Clinics has named Derek Kanikias, DPT, the recipient of its Exceptional Experience Award for the first quarter of 2026. The award recognizes employees who demonstrate outstanding patient care and professionalism across all aspects of their role at the facility. Hanikius was nominated by a patient that was receiving care for an ankle injury who praised his commitment to understanding their needs, communicating expectations and treatment plans, and truly helping patients achieve meaningful recovery outcomes. Throughout his practice, Hanikius also demonstrated leadership by mentoring a student during therapy sessions and by providing instruction on stretching, strengthening, and mobility techniques to prepare the next generation of physical therapists. Hospital leaders say Hanikius exemplifies the organization's commitment to compassion, high-quality care, and are proud to have him as part of their provider team. A bill supporters say that would give Iowans a clear right to repair their farm equipment has cleared initial review in the Iowa House. The president of the Iowa Farmers Union says some manufacturers are voluntarily providing information to farmers about how to repair tractors, combines, and other equipment, but the bill provides real enforcement. The bill, as currently written, would require manufacturers to provide free access to software that would guide someone through the process of making repairs, but key lawmakers say they'll likely come up with their own sort of access fee. Farm implement dealers are speaking out against the bill. A lobbyist for Deere & Company says facilitating repairs is part of John Deere's business model, and the bill disrupts a competitive marketplace that is already delivering results. And that is going to be wrapping up the first half of your 6 o'clock nightly news. Stay tuned. I'll be back with the second half coming up after a few short messages.
For 43 years, farmer-owned cooperative Egg Processing Inc., AGP, has added value to soybeans grown across the Midwest by producing quality soybean meal for livestock and soybean oil found in foods you eat each day. AGP is now hiring in Manning for utility positions, starting at $24.50 an hour with growth opportunities. AGP's benefits are the best in the business, including no-wait medical, dental, vision, a 401k plus a 100% employer-funded pension. Apply today at agp.com/careers.
Start your weekend with Crusaders Corner, airing every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7:50. We'll catch up with teachers and students to hear what they're learning, creating, and accomplishing each week. Crusaders Corner is proudly brought to you by Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, one of the most efficient ethanol production facilities in the nation. Go Crusaders!
Tune in tomorrow morning during the 7 o'clock hour to hear from Chaplain Angelo for a rise and shine. Be inspired, reconnect, and reflect with a quick inspirational message. Tune in tomorrow for a rise and shine during the 7 o'clock hour. Brought to you by St. Anthony Regional Hospital.
Time now to take a look at the second half of your 6 o'clock nightly news. But before we get into the stories, let's go ahead and take a look at a quick weather forecast with some weather facts from today. So looking at tonight, we are going to be seeing mostly cloudy skies and a low of around 34. Windy with wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. 100% chance of some rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. High near 53. Wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch are expected. Friday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low of around 30 with wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Heading into Saturday, there's a 30% chance of some rain that could transition to some snow. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 45 and windy with wind gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Little to no snow accumulation is expected, with Saturday night having partly cloudy skies and a low of around 27 with blustery winds. Yesterday's high was 50 degrees, which was set sometime in the afternoon, and yesterday's low was 33, set early in the morning. Record high back on this day was 88 in 2012, and record low was 12 degrees in 1908. 4/10 was what we received here at the studio as of 7 o'clock this morning, with record precipitation being 0.85 inches set back on this day in 1977. And in 1979, we recorded 2.5 inches of snow. Sunset today will be at 7:05 p.m. with sunrise tomorrow at 6:59 a.m. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the second half of your 6 o'clock nightly news here on 1380 KCIM. This is Abby Ward reporting. The Ottoman Public Library has released the lineup for this summer's Music in the Park. Nearly every Thursday starting in June until August 6th, a free concert will be held at Ottoman City Park for everyone to come and enjoy. Kicking off the series on June 4th will be the Weary Ramblers, award-winning duo that features Chad Elliott and Catherine Severing Fox, with the Firehouse Flames offering food for purchase. The next concert will be Brad Morgan with the T-Bone Committee providing a meal. The Polka Police, Third Wish Acoustic, Looking for Luke, and Girls Next Door will continue the performances on June 18th, June 25th, July 2nd, and July 9th, respectively. The following week is the Ottoman County Fair, and no concert will be held. Three concerts remain after that for the rest of the free concert series, with Brick Immerman on July 23rd, Blake Kirkhoff on July 30th, and with the Knights of Columbus preparing food for that night, and the last concert will be on August 6th with 95%. In case of rain or weather-related conflicts, the concerts will be moved to the Rose Theater on Broadway Street. Any business or organization that is interested in sponsoring a concert or providing a meal for any of the open concerts can contact the library at 712-563-3301. Library staff wish to thank Community Insurance and Gary and Linda Keller for sponsoring, and welcome all to come out and enjoy the library's Music in the Park series. The Catholic Church is reporting a significant influx in new members and people returning to the fold, both in Iowa and nationwide. The Diocese of Des Moines reports a 51% increase in conversions just in the past year. New converts are officially welcomed during Easter Vigil Mass the night before Easter Sunday. University of Iowa Religious Studies professor Christy Nabin Warren predicts that the Iowa churches will see record numbers this weekend.
Holy Week is a really big time traditionally for conversions and reversions, folks going back to the faith. So I think we'll be able to get a better count after the weekend, you know, after Good Friday, after Easter weekend. And this is across the state, not only in urban areas, but rural areas and micropolitan areas.
It's been 10 months since the election of Pope Leo XIV, the first pope from the United States, which may account for part of the surge in conversions. But Nabin Warren suspects that there are more layers to the shift.
Our country is in the midst of a war. We're in the midst of perhaps a pre-recession. There's a lot going on that people feel are outside of their control. And so historically, when humans feel that things are outside of their control, they seek out community.
The Catholic Church offers that needed sense of community, she says, and the reprieve from a world that is saturated by artificial intelligence.
I think we're seeing a backlash, widespread backlash to AI-mediated culture. Humans want human community. They want beauty. They want the divine. And honestly, I think humans want a sense of mystery. Things are outside of our control. And to be in a place with other humans acknowledging that we may not have all the answers, I think is really, really assuring and comforting to people.
While the professor says she ordinarily wouldn't make a prediction about the church attendance, she says it's a fairly safe bet the pews will be more full for Good Friday and beyond.
When we see an institution publicizing an upcoming Saturday event right before Easter, I think that we will see record numbers. I do anticipate that we will see a lot of excitement and a lot of enthusiasm in parishes across our state, as well as the United States.
A 2020 survey from the Association of Religion Data Archives reported more than 470,000 Catholics in Iowa, though she says that count is certainly many thousands higher now. Nine organizations across the state, including St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll, will share $250,000 in grants to support youth internships this summer through a statewide workforce program. The awards were announced this morning by Iowa Workforce Development as part of the 2026 Summer Youth Internship Program. Officials say the funding will help nearly 200 young Iowans gain firsthand experiences in high-demand career fields. According to the agency, the program is designed to connect students with workplace opportunities while helping employers build future talent pipelines in industries such as healthcare, information technology, advanced manufacturing, and skilled trades. IWD Director Beth Townsend says the programs supported by this year's Summer Youth Internship Program hail from several key industries, experiences, and locations, all designed to advance forward the careers of Iowa's next generation. I applaud the work that these programs are taking on to build meaningful opportunities for our workforce, and we are excited to see these awards that will help accelerate and strengthen recruitment efforts for the summer. Awardees were awarded between $18,000 and $38,000 for their programs, and in St. Anthony's case, the hospital will receive $21,000. Grant funds may be used for participant wages, training resources, program supplies, and administrative costs that are associated with the internship programs. Green County Development Corporation is inviting the public to an open house for the Jeffersonian, the former middle school building that was transformed into apartment spaces. The renovation project kicked off in June 2025 that created 25 new apartment units in the school building that was constructed in the 1920s. Anyone that is interested is welcome to the self-guided tours through the newly updated living spaces anytime between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. on Friday. Attendees are asked to enter through the east doors along South Vine Street. Anyone with questions can contact Chris or Tracy Deal by emailing 203wharrison@gmail.com. Again, the Jeffersonian Open House will be this upcoming Friday from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 203 West Harrison Street in Jefferson. And that is going to be wrapping up your nightly news here on 1380 KCIM and what would be my last newscast with the Carol Broadcasting. This has been Abby Ward reporting. Thank you guys for everything.